Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, whatever. Your boy 6'4", man. We in the building. You know what I'm saying? Blog Talk Radio. Angry Bastard Radio. That's how we roll. I'm about to actually turn off this right now. Give me a second. There it go. All right, now we right back to it. You know what I'm saying? So for the Blog Talk Radio-ness, play this track real quick. Please, I didn't take the crap you did. Blog Talk Radio, 6'4".
Holla at me.
Hey, yo, nigga, we lost in Yonkers right now, man. Crack your motherfucking bottle of Yak, know what I mean? Crack a motherfucking Dutch, dump like two or three Doves, and motherfucking keep this shit going, man. You better not motherfucking stop this CD, man. My man Scoob is holding it down, man. Lost in Yonkers. Yeah, Scoob, hit him again. Can't be serious, nigga. Somebody gon' die. Hey, yo, my squad's so gangster. The niggas try to copy us. But here's my hypothesis. Ain't nobody stopping us. You hungry, I feed you still. Make room in your mouth. Half the police force probably got a room in your house. Nigga, you can't be serious. Your whole style gimmicked out. It's bullets in the clip. I won't hesitate to get them out. I still keep a gutter. The 38 in the old sock. When the hell was the last time you chilled on your old block? I'm in the hood frequently. With crack dats and reefers. You
go do this. This beat is to be used violently. Weapons not included.
Double platinum, never still on a grind, yo. Playing my position, watching behind, yo. Be blocked out, must I remind, yo. Benjamin's walk with me, two guns out. Money power, wild out, nigga, who want what? If he is something new for you to shake your butt. Get on your strut, you feeling me, soldier? Ten hut, 10 years strong, the record is long. Could have been a little richer if I rocked the thongs. Anyway, the group is great.
DJ Scoob,
starting to get hot in the hood like the month of May. My dog tag tangled, white tee on. Four wall bottoms, big Jacob Bengal. One Dutch of Vivo and Piney. Matter of fact, give me some yak and I'ma chase that with a hiney. And make sure you pour some for my thugs behind me. Yeah.
Hustle to the sun up.
What's up?
Keep coming till you come up. Everybody keep your gun up.
Run up, run up, run up, run up, run up.
Hustle to the sun up.
Run up.
Keep coming till you come up.
Run up.
Everybody keep your gun up.
Run up, run up, run up, run up, run up.
Run up, you gon' die like the reaper called dog. This is style, I ain't nice for the heat of y'all. You should hide when you see that ride creep along. Cause it's on when the doors open, shut his lights out. He got his mans with him fucking get them all
DJ Scoob,
little niggas is now minded. So I let a barrel find it, bet that'll open them up. And they all act tough, so you poking them up. Nigga, run up like you came for a marathon. Bodies in a suitcase, heads in a carry-on. You fool to a real nigga, rule with the steel, nigga. Give a fuck, you should've chilled, nigga. All I know is putting in work. Get the new M5, nigga, put in the work. Crack a vanilla Dutch, nigga, put in the earth. Run up, I keep the gun up, get put in the earth. What? Hustle to the sun up.
Run up.
Keep coming till you come up.
Run up.
Everybody keep your gun up.
Run up, run up, run up, run up, run up.
Hustle to the sun up.
Run up.
Keep coming till you come up.
Run up.
Everybody keep your gun up.
Run up, run up, run up.
All black on the cell phone and all that, like I'm talking to Devin. Shorty wanna hang out of the car, yelling out money ain't a thing, calling up a mayonnaise jar. But that's ridiculous, ridiculous. Coming down Harlem, fogging up the whole St. Nicholas. Red monkeys on them pretty things, wiping off ash on my scout on my Diddy thing. Pay attention, gonna miss it by switching. Just us being there,
DJ Scoob,
no beef, no reef, Nessie. It get real messy. Pull a rifle on you boys.
by, keep your gun up.
Run up, run up, run up, run up, run up.
Hustle to the sun up.
Run up.
Keep coming till you come up.
Run up.
Everybody keep your gun up.
Run up, run up.
Yeah. Your boy 6-4. Block Talk Radio. Everybody's in the building. If I'm in the building, everybody's in the building. Okay? And that's it. The nervous switchboard, you know, that's how we keep it. With the nervous switchboard over here, for some reason, it's nervous. We don't know why, but it is. And we're back like we never left, okay? Hopefully you guys can hear me. I'm talking through the Xbox headset earpiece right now. So hopefully you can hear me. You know what I'm saying? Right now I'm chilling just at the crib, cleaning it up. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe I should, you know, tell the brothers that there's a show on tonight or whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's it. I'm gonna have to see. Let me see if I can get a proper switchboard on here. Oh, all right, babe. I see you. Hold on a second. Let me press this thing now. Hold on. Yeah, you're in the building, Milk Buds.
Huh?
You're in the building.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Why do you sound like that?
What do I sound like?
The way you sound.
How do I sound?
Weird. Yeah.
Maybe it's because I got on this Xbox headset. Hold on. Maybe I got to take this off. I can't really tell. Anyway, how's that better?
I don't know. How do you feel about it, cousin?
It's all right, I guess.
It's all right, you guess?
Uh-huh.
All right. That's what it is. That's what it is. So, is this Michelin? The Michelin lady?
Michelin.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I said,
who's Michelin?
Actually, what I did was I said it the. I almost put a government out there, but I had to clean it up. You know what I'm saying? So it came out sounding real funny. But I was wondering which cuz fuzz this was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what it is. How you feeling, cuz? All right. How was your Utah day?
I'm being a Grinch right now. I've been a Grinch all day.
What's up with that?
Just issues. Issues with people.
Put them on blast. You're on the radio.
Yeah, this is definitely Angry Bastard Radio. This is definitely the place where you can vent your frustration.
Oh, I can't. Well, yeah. Everybody give me a 2.2 seconds. I'm tired of stupid-ass bitches and their fucking issues in 2009. I cannot wait till 2010 so I can get rid of all the old baggage because these bitches nowadays need to just jump off the goddamn bridge and die. That's how I feel today.
Okay, so
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas and a happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
Right.
What is going on with that girl over there?
I mean, she's doing a lot of talking because she's getting changed right now. So, you know, her booty's feeling brand new. So she just feels the need to, you know.
Who's changing her? You?
No, the maid.
The who?
The maid is changing her.
Her mom?
The help.
Her mom?
No. I'm changing her. She's white too. I'll tell you that. Yeah, she's trying to go on right now. But yeah, so, you know, it was a crazy day today. I just really took my time, played my Xbox I got back. Like, I guess that's what I got for Christmas, to be real. I don't know. And I have the friendship of these two ladies on the line. I have their friendship also.
You don't have our friendship.
I don't have your friendship right now.
You're public enemy number one right now.
Am I? Say who?
Sure are.
Hold on. What makes me public enemy number one?
Everything.
There's no other way to answer that. You could be more specific. I mean, all the little sound effects and all of that don't really, you know, don't really help. I mean, I can do that too.
Good for you. Congratulations. You're so talented.
Not as talented as you. Ladies and gentlemen, what this is, all right, is her friend for a cousin. Why? I don't know. But it's cute.
Oh.
Another one.
It's
huh?
Cute.
She don't ever got a fun for me. I know my cousin. Remember, this is blood. I know what that is.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this, again, is Milky's cousin. I think I'm going to have to forward the text to the brothers, at least one, to, you know, join in, because I refuse to be double short right now.
Oh, please. You mean to tell me you can't handle two females? What that says for you?
I mean, I never really tried. It says for me is that I'm a one-woman man, like Dave Hollister.
No,
what up?
No. You meaning that you cannot hold a conversation with two females? Are you scared?
When they know they wrong. When you know you're wrong already, it's too much.
Who's wrong about what? Who's wrong? Who's wrong about anything? That's what I want to know. Who's wrong about anything?
Get your little backup, because I can handle that. That ain't nothing.
This is called Angry Bitch Radio. We've taken over the airwaves.
Okay. So we have tonight.
We've taken over the airwaves.
Tonight we have Angry Bastard Radio and Angry Bitch Radio.
No, there is no more Angry Bastard Radio. Right. We have hijacked airwaves.
Call us 609. I see you. Just give me a second. I'm trying to, you know. Put all of this in perspective right here.
Are you trying to scoot us off for the next bitches?
We got angry bastards. We got angry bitches in the house. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is Angry Redbone Radio. Coming at ya.
609. I don't know. I think I unmuted you. Hello? Call us 609.
No call.
I guess not. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Hello, 609.
One of his stalkers.
Oh, boy.
Who we are.
Listen,
don't
this is like they said. Like they said, they're the angry bitches and I'm the angry bastard. All right, so we're in the building right now. If you got something you need to say, got something you want to get for chest, got somebody you want to shout out, big up. Got a song you want to request, even though I probably won't have it here, but I'll try to find it. You just call Angry Bastard Radio, 914-338-1782. This is 6-4 holding it down. All right, with Milky and her cousin. And we're sending up the...
That's Kia.
That's who?
Kia.
Oh, yeah, Kia. All right.
A.K.A. So, your birthday counterpart.
That's
why
you still owe me a drink.
Milky and Kia. And
you know who that is now, right?
Second one, I owe her. Listen, let me tell you something. You should be buying me a drink for taking
First of all, you were supposed to buy me a drink, and then I was supposed to buy
first of all,
a drink.
First,
don't first of
second
all,
of all,
you do with her don't got nothing to do with me. Hold
look,
on.
Look, watch this. Second of all, let me tell you something, all right?
Third of all, you don't got nothing to say.
See? I thought it was going to work, ladies and gentlemen. I thought it was going to work, but it didn't. I'm getting yelled at from every angle right now.
Aw, poor baby. I've been deep, though. You need a hug through the telephone.
Nah, she good. She just on the bed by herself, and she want to be everywhere at the same time. She can't. But anyway, 609 call. I'm trying to unmute you. Just give me a second. I thought you were unmuted, but apparently you're not.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing, girl.
I mean, it's not even really that. It's, I think there's something wrong with the flash player. So the on the switchboard where you gotta like it says on air, caller info, hang up, and all of that. It's all fucked.
Oh, shut up already.
Yeah, they're definitely. I don't know. Apparently, there's something going on. Over that, shut up. You might want to say that for somebody else. But anyway, 609, you're on the air. It says caller on there, unless you're just talking.
Who cares?
I'm about to hang up on you, caller, 609.
Who cares? Like, why are you sweating them?
I don't know what your story is.
I declare. What the hell was that?
All right. We have a mute button for a reason, so hold on. Let me situate this over here. Anyway, Kia, what up?
What up?
How was your day? You said it was all right? You mad?
I'm playing Grinch today.
Oh, that's funny. How you going to play my part? Somebody call me Grinch today, too.
That's my destiny all the way. Fuck Christmas.
Oh, I dig it.
You dig me, dude?
For real.
I think I might have to join, but go convert back to being straight in a minute.
Oh, man.
You can believe that shit if you want.
Oh, thanks for throwing that little tidbit out there. Okay. So
what
you're saying?
Oh, you wait. What were you trying to say? That you being rude?
Anyway, thanks for throwing that little tidbit out there. So what are you saying, that you deal with women or you like women? You date women? Is that this?
Date women.
I don't know
women.
Why they. He's asking a question here. He knows the answer to. Good grief.
Excuse me.
Am I interested in your callers? Is your flash?
Nah, I'm not. The flash player is what it is. It's not. It's been like that. That's why I hate doing the show, because the way it is on my screen, it fucks everything up. So now the shit is coming in 111111111. What is that? Whoever that is, I don't know if maybe the call ID is messed up or something. Let's check time out. All right, 111. Come on, that's not even a real call, Ma. Come on, stop it. You hear that fake cough in the background?
You better go check that fake cough.
It's a fake cough. I got that. Take it easy. I'm good at that.
Yeah, I would hope so. I want to watch you on the 10 o'clock news now.
Why would it be the 10 o'clock news? You think I only do my dirt at night?
Yeah.
Basically.
No. Some would say that, but you know. Anyway, caller, you're on air.
This damn fool keep calling callers that ain't there. The ghost caller.
Mm-mm. I really think my toe broke.
I told you I'll look at it tomorrow.
It can't wait till tomorrow.
Well, it's going to have to wait until tomorrow.
What do you need looking at, Kia?
I think my toe broke.
Hmm?
I think my toe is broken.
How did you finish that?
Somebody with some big-ass feet stepped on my foot last night.
Oh, that's why you're mad?
No, I got other issues, but we need to discuss my personal problems on the radio.
I mean, listen, this is Angry Bastard Radio. If it makes you angry or upset, or if you want to vent it out or whatever.
I'm not angry.
You want to do. However you feel. Even if you're happy. Even if you feel joyous about something. We can let
it. Oh, God.
You can let it be known.
That's right. Get them. How do
you
feel?
How
the fuck do you feel today?
What's going on with me, you say, Kia?
That's right. And why are you trying to be rude to my cousin?
Excuse me?
Why are you trying to be rude to my cousin?
Why am I trying to do what?
Okay, let's rephrase this. Why are you being rude to my cousin?
How am I being rude to your cousin?
She was asking me a question. You just disregarded her question.
I didn't hear her ask me a question. What did you ask me a question, Milky?
Yeah.
What did you ask me?
you know, I'm never heard by him. I have to constantly repeat myself.
I mean,
over,
listen,
over.
Are you gonna? Well, we're here now, so either you're gonna repeat what you think is important enough for me to hear,
what
or,
I think is important,
or you're not. I mean, it's really up to you. I'd love to hear it. I'm all ears. We can make jokes later on.
No, nobody's joking today or later. Now, later, tomorrow, nobody's joking.
Uh-oh.
Shit ain't funny.
It's not serious. You're right, it's not funny. It's a serious situation, okay? And we got to stick together.
No, we don't.
We do have to stick together.
I'm not getting in the middle of that.
You're not giving what?
In the middle of that.
I'm getting in the middle.
What did he say?
I didn't say anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, he said, because if you didn't hear it, he said he's getting in the middle.
I was trying to make a joke, actually, but I forgot that you just said that there's no joking today, tomorrow, or ever, so I'm sorry. I was out of character, out of line, out of pocket, and it won't happen again.
So what's the show, every night?
Whenever we choose to have it.
You got to get the other bastards in here. It's funny as hell. He's boring.
The other bastards. Listen, whoever you are, whoever you are that called in, that's calling in right now, that's listening, I mean, I don't know. I guess you got to press one or whatever the case is because...
Text the other bastard.
Your number's looking all crazy, for one. And number two is, you know, I already tried to bring you into the show. And
text the other bastard.
And it didn't work. So,
I need
you know.
To laugh tonight.
Yeah, text the bastards so
you, need,
you can laugh.
I already texted the bastards. I already texted the bastards. That's besides the point. I was asking you a question, Kim, your name? What's your name again?
Kim, what is your name again? You see, like, it's just so disrespectful. I don't understand it. It's just, Kim, what's your name again? Great. What the fuck
Man,
is the joke?
But I wasn't talking to you, though. Like, so I don't understand.
Well, yeah,
I don't
no,
even
she,
understand.
She
I don't even
right.
understand how. I don't even understand how this is, like, it's even an issue. Like, I wasn't even talking to you. To me, that's the funniest part, is how I wasn't talking to you. How you invited yourself to the conversation, and not only did you invite yourself, but you got salty. You got the nerve to throw shade? Yo, listen, you better take the high road, sister. Please believe me, because, you know, where you trying to travel right now with your mouth and all of that, there's trouble in paradise.
There is no more paradise. There's been trouble since 9 o'clock this morning.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so now we're talking in code. Oh, okay.
Now
you know,
what?
You know what I love? You know what we have? I love that the fact that we can address things on the show. I'd like to address something. I'd like to address, why is it that people sometimes, instead of actually talking to a person about an issue they may have, a particular issue, a particular problem or concern, they go and talk to other people?
Because people lie.
Compounding the problem.
Because people lie.
For themselves, of course. Because really, it's a figment of their imagination, so it's not like they're complicated.
You hear this, cousin?
Mm-hmm.
A figment of their imagination.
Uh-huh. And the fact that we can look so deep into this.
And what?
It's only because, why not? Sometimes you got to humor things to bring out the truth and understanding. Sometimes you got to humor people. Sometimes you got to listen to a person that has no idea what the fuck they're talking about to understand what's really going on. You think what I'm saying?
No.
It's hard, though. It's hard, though. You really got to be patient with people. You know what I'm saying? Because life is, cause, you know, shit can get funny. But, anyway. Kia.
That's right.
You asked me how I felt this morning.
That's right.
Or how did I feel today?
That's
did you
right.
really did you really want to know, or were you just?
I was waiting for an answer.
You were waiting for an answer.
Mm-hmm. then you got on to another topic.
And I got what?
On to another topic. So you can answer my question?
I'm fine. I'm great. I'm 100%. 100.
Okay.
I'm great. I'm beautiful. I had a beautiful day. I mean, I spent more than about myself.
Basically, cousin. Basically, you know what you got from that, right?
I spent most of it by myself, cousin. You know, all of this,
right?
All of this talking and cold and all of that. It's cute, but you know, I'm grown. So my thing. So I'm gonna leave it like this. I'm gonna say, look, for those who would like want to know, like. I don't know. I really don't have a desire to, like, a lot of people or, like, whatever the case is. I don't think this is really the place to be throwing shade, especially when, you know, you don't talk to me all day. Like, that's tight and mature if you ask me. But you know what? I'm not the judge. Like I said, you got to be patient with people sometimes. You know? Like,
wait a minute.
Whose number is that? Like, a woman would assume like 100 million and one things, and this is, I'm 33 years old, so I've been here, not because of my age, I'm just telling you, I've been here, I've been around. Instead of saying, yo, who's that? Such, 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 okay. And to have a conversation about trust, to have had a conversation about trust already, and then to still be like, you know, falling, that person. Letting himself, allowing himself to fall victim to the fuckery and the foolishness, all right, that plagues other relationships. It befuddles me. It really does. I'm sorry. And, you know, I understand. Just know that I understand. It's hard to believe my own self. Like, how can you have a woman under you all the time? Like, you're so fine and you're so this and that. But at the end of the day,
Cousin, do you hear this?
At the end of the day, it's really not about none of that. Because all of that doesn't add or take away shit. You dig what I'm saying? It doesn't add or take away. So, you know, when you got something comfortable, you slip into that. So that's what it is for me. I mean, I don't really need to play games and, like, you know.
Cousin, what you doing tomorrow?
Roll the dice and all of that before the shit.
Waiting for you to come to Brooklyn.
Nah, she means tomorrow night.
Waiting for her to come to Brooklyn?
Tomorrow night, not tomorrow evening, because she'll be in Brooklyn. She'll be ready by like 3:30, maybe 4:00.
What are you talking about, Omar?
I don't know. Sorry.
He never does. Fucking guy, man.
Had me scratching my damn head in here.
Mm-hmm. Have you confused, girl?
So, I mean, I don't know too many lesbians, so you're going to have to excuse me, okay, because I'm still curious about the whole thing. I know it's not as complicated or as simple as I just don't like men. I know there's other things involved. What's up with that? What's up with the
I was born like this.
Do you feel free talking about it? Like, do you feel
I'm fine with it. I was born like this. My first relationship with a female was at 5. I fucked the girl at 5. Yes, I did.
At 5 years old?
My life. Yes.
At 5 years old,
yep.
You had sex with a girl.
Yes, yes we did.
But how can it be sex if you don't know what it is? You're 5.
Who says we don't know what it was? We see
what do you
shit.
Mean?
We know a video. Because
you're making motions.
What you mean?
I wasn't there. Like,
what you mean making emotions?
Can you be more specific?
No.
What do you mean? Like, what do you
no,
mean
I'm not
having?
Not gonna be
sex?
More specific, but we was doing
what, do
what we supposed to be doing. I don't like men. Ain't nobody sticking their nasty ass one eye monster in my pussy. And it ain't happening.
Well, that's personal preference. I understand what you're saying. Just like I feel, no one is doing that to my butthole. You know what I'm saying?
That pretty much
puts us in the same boat, right? But,
yes.
You know, taking it a step further, like, just understand.
You know what, cousin? I agree. Me either.
You know, just
me
you know,
either, cousin.
Not understanding, like, understanding, you know, as far as like, you having sex. I mean, I personally think that's a bullshit, but I understand, like, you know, everybody, you know, does what they do and whatever. It has to justify its own thing, and that's cool. I personally like you without even knowing that about you or having, which you haven't said that or anything, and it wouldn't make a difference to me either way. I think you're a nice person.
We don't know you, girl.
But if you're five years old, I do know. I know Sagittarian women. I know Sagittarian women, believe me. Anyway, listen. I think that that's all bullshit. You saying, you know, because you surrendered that information very, very easily.
Yeah,
and
that's when it all started.
Not that it's bad. I'm just saying, like, you sound like it sounds rehearsed, like you said that before to people before, like.
Yeah, I have.
I mean, to have done that at five and understood the context of what you were doing at five.
I mean, like, what child?
That's
like,
powerful.
If you want to get technical about it, like, you know, I'm 20 fucking 6 years old. We grew up in the 90s. What child did not know about sex in the 90s? Just like what child in 2009 don't know about sex?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. Okay, five.
Like,
I mean,
things are so outdated.
I can tell you. I can tell you. If you'd like me to answer that question, I'd answer the question. Did you ask me a question? It sounded like you asked a question. Allow me to retort. Allow me to retort.
It wasn't a question towards you. Just listen. I'm not allowing you to talk.
It sounded like it was a question.
A lot of people don't fail to realize.
It sounded like it was a question, actually.
No, it was not a question, Mr. Radio Man.
Yes! Get him! Good job, cuz. Good job.
Okay, now I'm going to proceed. What parents fail to realize that us kids know more than what we're supposed to know. Mind you, we see shit. We may not tell you we see shit. We see shit. We try it. We like it. We end up doing whatever we like.
Who are we? Are you talking about kids?
She's talking about general population.
I'm talking about the general.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. I dig it.
No?
Okay. But at five, I mean, I don't know. Are you rubbing, like, there's no pubic hair there, sir. So are you rubbing stuff together? Are you, like, touching areas?
Nobody wants to think about that with a five-year-old child.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because that's the context that you put the conversation in when you said that. My son is 6 years old. And I can tell you this.
You don't know what your son is doing, though. You don't know.
My son is 6 years old, but you can say that to anyone. You can say that to anyone. I do. I know what he's not doing.
You do not know, sweetheart.
I know what he's not doing.
You don't know. You really don't
know.
I know what he's doing.
As a parent also, I'm talking. I don't know what my child is doing.
I mean,
Nobody knows.
Mommy,
that's you. About your household,
you don't know your kids.
You should
study your kids more.
First of all, I study my child. I know exactly what she is and is not
more.
Doing. Second of all, when they step out
you,
your house,
hold on.
You
see,
no
now you
no
said two different things right now. Now you said two different things. But you just said two different things right now. Hold on. You already said two different things. All right, you said two different things. All right, just now. You said two different things. First, you said no one knows what the kid is doing, and then you said now you know everything that your son does. All right. I have to mute you real quick because you were getting a little out of control. That's all bullshit. Okay. You know what's in your kids. All right. You don't know what they're exposed to. You can't control what they're exposed to all the time. That's a fucking difference. You know what's in your kids. All right. I know what's in mine, and you know what's in yours.
Son turned 18 years old and able to tell you what he is.
Oh, damn! You were going in. You were on mute. You were talking that whole time.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you I had to put you on mute because you know you were going in a little too much for me. And I said what I said,
so
and
Bellcat,
you know
that bone, Milky.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
Disconnect that.
Uh-huh. Disconnect that.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Disconnect that. Yeah, she's mad. She didn't like that.
Cousin.
She didn't like
what I said.
She didn't like that. You heard what she said. You better do it.
What is wrong with having a discussion? Why everything got to get discussed?
All right, we're having a discussion.
Way, is my way or angry black man's way? You choose that one.
I'm so torn.
Oh, Billy?
Cousin.
Goodbye.
No.
Hello? Yeah, that's what happens, okay? My way or the highway. This is Angry Bastard Radio. We don't take no shots. We don't stop for nobody. We don't fucking listen. This is Angry Bastard, man. I'm saying it again. All right, the little girl, she's fed. All right, she tried to wild out on the bed. You know what I'm saying? And you know, she couldn't tolerate the comfort zone that she was in, and she just passed out. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. AB Radio, all right? Your boy 6'4 holding it down. Shizzle. Recognize the situation, okay? You had Milky in the building. Her cousin got tight because she was telling me some bullshit. And then I told her what it was. And then I guess whatever. Like, I wasn't really with the nonsense. And then she pulled the Trump card on her cousin. Like, oh, my way or his way. Like, wow. That's nasty, but, you know, like I said, we know what's in our kids. Can't tell me. All right? I've been a father, all right? And I read and I understand what goes on, okay? Right or wrong, I understand, okay? And I understand what motivates people, all right? Everything is COPA. All right? And they're always invited back to the Angry Bastard Radio Show. But they just need to understand that in that suite, all right? So when they call up, they got to get ready for the roast because that's just how we roll. Hopefully they can roll with the program. If not, then I think you guys know the rest of the story. But should I play music? What should I do right now? What should I do right now? I can't call it. Right now what I'm going to do is text something to the dogs real quick. You know what I'm saying? Text some of the dogs. Let them know that, you know, the angriest bastard is in the house. All right, everything is cool. So, you know, start giving people the truth about, you know, shit and then whatever. They'll end up saying mind your business at the end of the day. So I guess maybe it's better off that I don't put my 1.5 cent in, you know, because it's not really helping anything. My 1.5 cents. You know what I'm saying? 6'4 in the goddamn building. Maybe I should play a song right now. Let me see. Let me see. What a Gwen. Okay. All right. Yeah, definitely want to play a song right now. see what we got right here. Yeah, you on the air, dog.
Yo, man. Just when I thought my Christmas was the worst. I know it's always gonna be worse, but my luck wasn't so good yesterday and today. You know what I mean? So just when I thought, like, damn, man, and I'm late to the show, it doesn't matter, ain't nobody gonna fucking show up anyway. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers got lives. You know what I mean? And right when I think, like, okay, well, at least let me get to the crib before 9 so I can schedule at least a 2-hour show, I look at my microwave in my mom's kitchen. It says 8:58. I'm like, okay, I got 2 minutes. Let me call up to lock it in and then reset it. I look at my cell phone. It's 9:01. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Ain't this some bullshit? And then I get just text message, and I'm like, call the show. And I call, I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. Nigga got a show schedule. I didn't even know.
That's right. We got 2 hours to Angry Bastard Radio. We don't fuck around. Your boy 6-4, your boy GQ. We had Milky on earlier with our cousin Kia, but they banged out because they couldn't handle the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's your boy 6-4, Angry Bastard Radio, 914-338-1782. Call us for shout-outs, dedications, requests, big ups, and, you know, whatever else you may say, or just to vent some hate or rage at somebody or something.
Light up.
What?
Most importantly, light up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's already sitting in the crusher, but I'm going to blow that little clip from earlier. And, you know, take my time. College is still asleep, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't think it's a head fake because it's 9 o'clock, so she's probably going to be sleeping all night. Nah,
yeah.
I mean, got the 360 back, you know what I'm saying? 360 back in effect.
Yeah, I'm talking about. I like to hear that. I like to hear.
Came home yesterday and it was just like sitting out front, like a gift, like a Christmas present. You know what I'm saying? So,
it was just chilling on the step. Like, yo, nigga, you gonna open me or what? What's going on?
What? So you know, that's how we rolling right now. It's your boy 6-4, man. That's that, man. I'm making me repeat myself. You know what I'm saying? Lil Peep, I mean, there's nobody on right now, but if she decides to call back, I'm going to have to goddamn come out the bathroom. Right now, I'm going to the bathroom. So she's going to have to recognize and realize after the fact. Kyla got mad cookie crumb cake, fucking crumbs all over my bed and shit. You know what I'm saying? Looking like goddamn roach, inviting the roaches and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we back in the building, like cook crack, you know what I'm saying? Been here all day. All right, y'all recognize the situation. Y'all recognize for somebody to get hurt up in here.
I mean, that's the thing about it, is like they don't even realize what's going on. My niggas is losing their lives. Hey, get over here. Yeah, that arm scattered on his way out. That nigga, one more time, shit on my floor. Hey.
Yeah, your phone sounds like shit.
Yeah, it does.
But, yeah, we were having a conversation earlier about gay women. Shorty said she was gay, and she realized she was gay because she, you know, first she had sex with a girl when she was 5. And she knew she was gay and all this other shit. And she's good people, you know what I'm saying? I like her, you know what I mean? But when I heard that, I was just kind of like taken aback a little bit.
I don't understand how you realize you're gay at 5. Like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing at 5 years old.
That's what I said, actually. But my whole thing is she came
the way she came out with it was just like real, like, not like she said it, like she says it all the time. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool. Matter of fact, this is her calling back right now. But like, it ain't nothing. It's just like, you know, for me, I think that some things are more complicated than other things. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to that. You know, to have the understanding. The complexity of, like, what type of relationship you're having at such a young age, to me, is crazy, you know?
Yeah.
But life is crazy, too, so you got to take that into account also. Anyway, Milky, she's here. I'm trying to unmute her right now. Milky? Oh, Lord. Who's calling who?
Word.
Hello, Milky?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, she's in the building.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Multiple butt impressions.
Yeah, nah, because you can hear somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Block Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? Oh, boy.
Who's doing that?
That's not me.
It's not me either.
All of your bells! All of your bells! You
playing that song?
I put it as a background music.
Oh. That shit is mad loud, son.
I think it goes off. Like, that's just the intro. Well, turn it off, nigga. You on the switchboard too?
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know.
Mhm. It's the piper. Yeah.
My shit is mad nervous, son. Like.
What's nervous?
Goddamn thing, man.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know Xbox right now. I know Xbox is jumping right now.
Yeah.
I said I know Xbox Live is jumping right now.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody got an Xbox for the first time. Everybody got Xbox already, but got Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's bananas tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if I get on tonight and they,
Oh, you're at the switchboard, right? All right, so if Milky come back on, just, bang
in. What happened?
I said you're on a switchboard, right?
Yeah.
Milky comes back on, bang her in.
Yeah. Well, were you taking a shite?
Nah, I'm about to sit in the bathroom for a minute. I'm gonna burn one down. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Already.
Yo, do I do that every time I drink something?
Yeah.
You gotta taste it, nigga. What do I have to kiss your mother? I got a new phone, so all my numbers is erased. And I just had to hope that motherfucker will send me Christmas wishes through a text. So I'm like, who this? Got a new phone. Who this?
Mm-hmm. It's me. Oh,
yeah.
What up?
Yeah. Oh, what up? I got a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
Got angry at my other phone. Do it.
Yeah, but anyway, Milky's cousin was tight. It was mad funny, son. She was like,
you know what? Hang up on this. Hang up on this. Like,
hang up on who?
Hang up on the show. Like, I was like, son, I was like, get the fuck out of here. It doesn't make any sense. And at one point, like, she was going in, and I was like, kind of talking. She was going in. So I just put her on mute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what it's there for.
She got tight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, it is what it is, man. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, I really don't know what to tell you. It is what it is. Sometimes they got to learn the hard way.
Basically.
Right, you can continue to talk. I'm just going to mute you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can think that you're battling me, but you're really battling yourself.
And when I went, like, when I unmuted her, she was going in. And I was like, damn, you talking that whole time? All right. Shame.
All right, we got a call on the air.
Jello?
No.
Jello.
Hey, nigger.
Nigger. Cracker.
All right, who you pussy, and where you calling from?
Nah, he just called up and said, nigger. Cracker. And like I said, it's a station that you speak your mind, homeboy, so I'm not mad at that. Actually, I'm pretty amazed of how long it took for someone to actually realize, hey, I can speak my mind? Yeah, I can say anything then, right? And we've been on the show for a year, so... That just goes to show you that we don't have that many ignorant people calling. So I guess you're the ignorant contestant of the day. What do you get? You might ask. I'll tell you what you get. You get a free ride. Actually, your mom gets a free ride to the nearest nigger's house. But we're going to go in on her. And she might leave home with a bucket of watermelon and a cotton fleece.
Mm-hmm.
That's being a nigger for you. Because in the end, it doesn't really matter. Pussy boy.
What?
Big shout out to that racist bastard that just called up. What would the world be like without any racism? What would a job be without sexual harassment? As if you work around women. What would a job be without racist jokes? It would be boring as hell. A lot of shit out there that we can't do. What's the fun in driving if I can't run a red light? That takes all the fun out of it. Yo, I just ran this red light. I'm going faster just in case a cop saw me. What is the purpose of this? You gotta balance the shit out. In order to balance it out, you have to do fucked up things sometimes. There could be peace on the earth, but you don't make no money that way. So why not start a war over here and start a war over there? Now they hate each other. Now we can come up and be like, oh, even though we started both wars, whose side do I want to be on? Let me be on his side and collapse these guys and these dudes that didn't like really like us, but we was at peace. Now they feel as though they need us. I mean, that's just how the world, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of crumble cookies, you're on the air.
Now
you want to keep quiet? You block your number and you keep quiet.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
What can I do for you? It sounds like you have a joke, but I can't really hear it because... your phone is garbage.
Yo, hello?
Yeah, what up?
I have a poem for you guys. I'm going to speak my mind.
You got a poem? All right, first of all, homeboy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the ATL.
ATL, Atlanta. Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I'm pretty sure you're not in Georgia, but... All right, what's your poem, dog?
All right, here it goes. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Well, hold on. Let me put your mother back in her cage. All right, she's in the cage. All right, go ahead.
I'm ready.
Haha, that's funny. All right. Here goes my poem. You guys ready? I'm going to speak my mind. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, boy.
It's snowing outside. Shovel my snow. Nigga, 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 nigga. The cotton is growing next to my dough. Pick it. Nigga, nigga, nigga.
Uh-huh.
That's really all I got. I just started on it.
Oh, yeah. I almost cut myself with this knife and shit. Yo, that was cute. I see you and your mom have talent, right? She likes to juggle balls in her mouth, and you like to write poetry.
Halfway,
I have to say.
She can juggle six balls simultaneously, though. Not mine, though, but I heard.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be in that situation.
I wouldn't want to be out there either. But I mean, we greatly appreciate the call, though, you know. Let us know that you have niggas on your mind.
But you also got niggas on your mom, too.
So. Yeah, no. I'm not on his mom. I'm actually inside of his mom's mouth. But, you know.
I'm just on her.
You're just on her?
Yeah.
Mm.
The head of my dick is looking like an Adam's apple in her throat right now.
My cat. My cat just got done licking peanut butter out of her asshole, so, you know, here's what it is.
Nice.
I'm going to put this weed out in the crevices of his mom's asshole. I'm going to burn a brown eye.
Brown eye?
Barbecue a brown eye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What y'all know about that pizza, that Domino's pizza shit, man? What y'all know about that?
What?
For all you non-cooking motherfuckers, y'all know about that Pizza Hut order and that Domino's order, man.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're lonely and you ain't got shit to do, you know what I mean? You ain't nobody to cook for. You're a lonely bitch. That's what you normally do.
Cook some bullshit.
He's a nigga, I'm a nigga. Nigga, nigga, nigga. The word nigga is funny, man. Because it's like you can either... It's just a word. And again, actually, it's more than a word if used in the 60s and below, but it's somewhat just a word.
That's why it can never be just a word, because of the way it came from. And every time you use it, you give someone else the power to use it against you.
Every time they use it, they come to me. I don't get angry.
I mean,
but the funny thing about it is, I've noticed how rappers, every rap song that's out, they curse. Well, of course, everybody curse, but they all say, yeah, I went to this nigga. Like, nigga is in their vocabulary when they rhyme. Eminem is a white boy. Eminem has never used the word that I've heard, nigga, in any of his songs. And it kind of amazes me, like, okay, well, if he cannot use nigga but curse and do all his other shit, how come no one else can? I mean, we all know he doesn't because he's a white boy. He knows that Negroes won't buy his music ever again. But still, like, do you really have to use the word nigga? I mean, I don't understand what's going on, but whatever. It's amazing because this dude, he's blocking his number. I got his number from the first time he called, and now he's blocking it again. I'm not going to call him. I don't give a fuck. Like I said, this is Angry Bastard Radio Station that lets you speak your mind, so he's speaking his mind. I can't be mad at him about that. But he's back on air. Go ahead, homeboy. You must got the rest of the poem together. I would love to hear this.
No, I actually got something to tell y'all. Eminem has dropped nigger one time. There was a song by Sticky Fingers called What If I Was White, and Eminem did the chorus, and in the second or third...
Oh, he did. Oh, God. Yeah, what's up, my nigger?
Nigger?
Yeah, he did say that.
He did. He said that. Go download that MP3. Eminem subliminally dropped the N-bomb on a record, and nobody ever said shit about it.
Yeah, I can't front. He's absolutely right. Now that I remember.
What are they supposed to say about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, he's had, how many albums have he had since then where...
Before he put that album out, it was only two.
All right, so now what?
I don't know. You just said he never said it. I was just telling y'all that he said it.
I can say it.
Yeah, he did. I totally forgot about that. For some reason, I was like, well, maybe that was Sticky Fingers that said that. But
it was definitely Eminem. Go listen to it. Yeah, that shit was Eminem. Sticky Fingers can't sound white like that. But I have a new line in my poem. Don't go walk in my watermelon patch. Nigga.
So let me guess. The main course of this poem is nigga. I just got hung up with a pussy.
Pretty much, yeah.
My
hurricanes, nigga.
I don't eat watermelon, so does that change the situation? Because, I mean, I know they say all Negroes eat watermelon, but I don't eat watermelon. Matter of fact, I can't stand watermelon. It's not sweet enough. I like shit like mango. I like Puerto Rican shit like mangoes. All right,
Don't go touch
pineapples.
The last part.
Yeah?
What's the last part? Don't go touch my KFC. Sing it. Sing it.
KFC, I fucks with KFC. And, you know, Church's Chicken, I can't really fuck with. You know what I mean? But, KFC, I fucks with, man. I know you fucks with KFC, too. You probably got some KFC now. I know you ain't got no family, but it is what it is.
Box of chicken. Nigga.
Oh, man. I know somebody out there, like, I can't believe that these black brothers is actually, well, this black man is actually letting this white man come at him like that. Hey, look, you got to have a sense of humor. You can't be all angry all the time. Besides, a lot of people that do shit like this, they do it to get at somebody so that when you escalate your voice and get all mad, like, I'm not a nigga, you know what? Then it kind of makes them laugh. It will make me laugh. So you can't be angry about it. Just laugh about it. You know what I mean? Like me, I fucking tried to yoke my cat up today because he took a shit on my floor. And when I went to go hit him, he used his cat reflexes to duck it. And my fucking thumb bent against the wall. And now my thumb is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I want to kick him the fuck out for that. Are you fucking pussy? It's your fault. But if I would just control my temper and, like, you know, pour some water on him, some hot scalding water on him or some shit like that, it would be a lot better. Speaking of hot scalding water, I got your grandmother in my backyard. She's baking right now. I got her in a pot right now with some carrots, like she's Roger Rabbit, and I'm boiling and shit. I gotta go check up on her. I'm gonna give her another 10 minutes. Hopefully she passes out so I can just drag her by pigtails. You don't mind that, right, Zomi? Hey, white boy. Oh, Lord. Dirty ass niggas. I got a question, man. Why do these white motherfuckers smell like mayonnaise all the time, man? It's gonna smell like carrot stew in the pot. Like Boston baked beans or some shit. Hey, yo, Six. Hey, yo, Sixy. Man, that sounded real homo. When I didn't say sexy, I said Sixy. Hey, yo, Carla, you're on the air.
You're talking about KFC and Church's Chicken, but what about Popeye's Chicken? Everyone knows
Yo, that. Popeye's Chicken is the shit, and they biscuits is off the chain, man. You
I can't believe people even go to KFC anymore when there's Popeye's Chicken. This shit's
great. Yo, Popeye's Chicken is the shit. Like, I don't know how, like, they got Church's Chicken, they got Crown Fried Chicken, all in the hood. Like, Crown Fried Chicken was cool for its time. But that shit is disgusting. Like, I don't even know why they're still open. They need to open a Popeye's everywhere. Everywhere.
Like the first of all, the biscuits. Oh man! And then you in the morning, you put the honey on the biscuits and shit. And then they got the, you know, the chicken. And then they got the spicy chicken and the regular.
The jambalaya is delicious too, man.
See, I can't fuck with that hot shit. That's that real spicy shit.
Yeah,
I can't fuck with that hot shit, man. I think I'm the only Negro that can't really mess with the hot shit.
But that's about all I had to add. Thank you for letting me on there.
Yeah, no problem, dog. Take it easy. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Calls off. He just adds his 2 cents in about the Popeye's chicken, and that's that, you know? Knowing that damn, but Popeye's is the shit. That's why Popeye's is all over New York. They got an itch and bits and pieces in fucking Jersey. Like, you'd be lucky to bump into a Popeye's. Like, oh, shit, I didn't know this was here. But let me load up, because I don't know when I want to be back. It's like White Castle. White Castle used to be the shit back then. It might be the shit now, but back then, I remember when you can get, like, 20 burgers for, like, $2. Now you can get 8 burgers for $2. Like, the fuck is going on here, man? I don't understand what's going on here. We're going to take one more call, and then we're going to fucking throw some music on. Nigga. Call you on the air.
Grilled chicken is better than KFC fries. Nigga.
Yo, do me a favor. Do what 6-4 said told my cousin to do. Go to your nearest Walmart, right? And, you know, go get, like, a gun license. I think I fucked it up already. But just go to your nearest Walmart. Get a shotgun or a rifle and put it in your mouth and kill yourself. Because, you know, there's really no point in you being alive, homeboy.
Yeah, he couldn't handle the pressure.
He couldn't handle the pressure, so, you know, since he couldn't handle the pressure, we're gonna gun this nigga down, man. We're gonna gun you down, Style C, nigga. Gun you the fuck down, nigga. 28 minutes left. Angry Bastard Radio, nigga. It's all about respect, you disrespect my stride. See, now I'm gonna check you and you may not survive. My only way is forward, ain't no stopping me, try. And I'm gonna gun you down tonight, I'm gonna gun you down tonight. Homie, this is ghost talk. Do it for the dealers and them niggas letting toast off. When I die, me, Big and Bob, I have a smoke off. Pulling in your brain like a motherfucking no dog. Nigga ain't a G, tell me what the fuck you roll for. Got some dirt weed, tell me what the fuck you roll for. Said he got bricks, but can't tell me what they go for. Nigga was a crackhead, dope head, coke whore. Show you how to click ride, tell me where you at. I come from a side where you die before you rat. Locks never broke up because we no loyalty. You rappers only slick talk, your mouth is real oily. There you go again, nigga sucking on that Vaseline. Fucking with them papers, have you sucking on that gasoline, strike up a match then, looking on a stupid ass, let his ass burn, I ain't wanna shoot a stupid ass, hang him with his Louis rag, die looking fly though, I'm the hardest out, I ain't never had a rival, bullets like the wanted movie, making shit spiral, nigga this the haunted movie, ghost is on arrival, fuck y'all. The side of the front and now it's all on the front.
Yeah.
Touch your ball hollow. Okay, it's 36 stones on the face of my watch. Got 36 zones with the bass in the pot. I got a 38 chrome that'll blast on spot. Nigga, you don't wanna see me when I'm 38 hot. Yeah, I pay a couple cops just to go and hush them up. And we keep that straight drop. We don't play that touch and bust. Got a 69 spill, pimping everything for sale. Wrap them in the turkey bags, even dogs can't smell. When I take my shirt off, all the hoes stop breathing. When I hit the purple, damn near stop breathing. Yeah, I'm in and out of traffic, got the old school weaving. My ice so cold, all the hoes start sneezing. I'm super peanut, jock on alert. Riding dirty with the work, no insurance on the verb. I got a couple runners, and they don't make beats. I got a full team and all we do is play shit. Yeah. Mook and Playboy, choppers on dick. And we keep a party pack for the poppers on deck. Then I hear my nigga Gucci and my partner OJ. They got some niggas at the four way, moving four ways. Sure.
Okay, Jay. JLC on the line.
He's on person, the one person, but I'm twerking. On old national traffic, can't call it networking. The bird tripping, this term service, I pass perfect. Like James Worthy, I dropped 40 plus last Thursday. But I'm Will Chamberlain, Charles Dessin, and Dangerland. Pot screwing, scraping, and cooking kettles and bakeries. You hustle lazily, so your wages are marginal. Green cushion, white cane, pill color, or cardinal. I blow up, I'm blowing up, no particles. Gucci nuts are trouble, but that rush is rhetorical. Go ask an oracle, better yet read an article. Bad juice, binoculars, Gucci selling tilapia. Friend choppiers, poppiers, stand on top of ya. Helicopter, transferring to the doctor wall. See, I'm the author of cookie cap in the charge of ya. While I burn a day in my kitchen just like an awesome dog.
GQ, motherfucking 6'4", motherfucking Milky was in the building, but I think she's like, I don't know, I think she doesn't like listening to music, or she's a music phobic or something. If it's not her twist, she's not going to listen to it.
What did you say, music phobic?
Yeah, music phobia, some shit like that, you know, because as soon as she came in, she hung right up. I'm like, oh, shit, damn.
Yeah, sometimes, she don't call back, but sometimes, like, you'll play that shit for like an hour straight or whatever. Just whack. We in the building though. She know we in the building, so there's no need to front.
Yeah, she's in the building right now, man.
Milk box.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What y'all talking about? Y'all talking about me?
Yeah, somewhat.
What y'all saying about me?
Every time I play a song, you come in, be like, oh. I'm out of here.
No, I can't listen to that fucking jungle shit, man.
Jungle shit.
Yeah, like, what do you want, some Marvin Gaye, you know? That's what you want?
I just can't listen to that. Like, what is he talking about? Juice box, something, quarter pound. I don't know what the fuck it is. This shit sounds like nursery rhyme.
Hey!
That shit sounds like some shit I used to jump rope to. I don't know.
I used to jump rope.
Yeah. That's like 5, 4, 3, 21. I can't.
Oh, no, dog. See, I met my at the candy store. She bought me ice cream. She bought me cake.
Yeah,
me home.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. I'm alive.
That was that shit.
Hell yeah.
9, 10. I'm dead again.
Yeah.
That's right. And then when you got older, that shit got more vulgar.
Hell yeah.
It got more raunchy and shit.
Huh?
It got raunchy. It got raunchy after a while. Because then it was like, grandma, sick in bed. She called the doctor, and the doctor said, grandma, you're not sick. All you need is a peppermint stick. And then when you got older, it was called the doctor. The doctor said, grandma, you're not sick. All you need is grandpa's dick.
Never heard of that version.
Yeah, we got fresh with it after a while. It was horrible. My daughter sings, SOS, when boys are rotten, made out of cotton and all of that.
Oh, wow.
Like, we didn't sing it like that. It was boys go to Venus to show their penis, girls go to Mars to Venus.
Uh-oh.
We were fresh.
Uh-oh.
But you know what I remember, though? I remember playing tag, and it was always the girls that would turn it into hide and go get it. It was never the boys.
Oh, you mean catch a girl, fuck a girl?
Huh?
You mean catch a girl, fuck a girl?
Hide and go get it.
It would start off as tag,
mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. we would evolve it into hide and go get it.
Uh-huh.
And then from how to go get it, it turned into fucking ECW.
ECW?
And, yeah, I'm getting clotheslined, and niggas just squeezing my temples together, screaming, Lex Luger. And I'm laid out on the floor, like, I'm blacking out. Please stop. I can't see. Yo, those are the good old days, though. That shit is over.
You hear it? The good old days.
That shit is over.
What about, what was that stupid game that, what was it, a bottle, spin a bottle or some shit like that?
I never played that.
Yeah, I guess that's that Jersey shit.
I never played that one. We played Truth, Dare, Consequence.
Motherfuckers.
Nobody's truth. Everybody's like, Truth, Dare, Bear, Dare.
Yeah, because I'm telling the truth. My man, Truth, motherfucker. Like, you a virgin? Hell no, ain't no virgin. What pussy look like? I don't know.
Who's on speaker? Because I can't hear that.
It's not me. I don't got a speaker phone.
Yeah, I'm not on speaker.
Yeah, I think it's 6.
Nope.
Yeah. Maybe just my Bluetooth. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, take that shit out, man.
Hold on. Yeah, what the fuck is that noise?
What noise?
Sound like somebody's phone is tapped.
It sounds crazy, right?
Man, what, an echo?
Yeah, it sounds
it sounds like
dumb.
Somebody's throwing their phone against the wall or something like that.
Nah.
I don't know.
I got that one of the Cosby's.
You got the what?
I got that one shit off the Cosby's with the two twins. And they were like, una, dos, y esa.
I
remember that.
Maverick, you know what? I'm going to tell you which. Am I still echoing?
Yeah.
I don't
You're like breaking up.
What about now?
Well, you sound regular now.
All right, I remember the one dirty one. It was Miss Susie. Miss Susie went to and told her to kiss my ask me no more questions.
I tell
something.
You no more lies. The boys are in the bathroom. Something, something, something. Wait.
Yeah.
That word. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And the mother called the doctor. The doctor. Ah, fuck.
Yeah, I know there was a bad version to it, but I forgot it.
No, I know the bad version. That's why I'm trying to get it. All I know is bad versions. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Sing what you know. Let me see if it refreshes my memory.
Oh, that's all I knew.
Yeah. Oh, God. It was like the boys are in the bathroom looking up her thighs. Her mother called the doctor. Some shit. I can't remember. Suck. I don't know.
Hold on. If I tell you, if I read off the cleaner one, can you come up with a dirty one?
Probably.
Miss Susie, do you know Miss Lucy?
Lucy?
Miss Lucy had a steamboat. The steamboat had a bell. Miss Lucy went to heaven, and the steamboat went to... Hello, operator. Please give me number 9.
Yes,
and if you disconnect me, I will chop off your behind the refrigerator. There was a piece of glass.
I remember that one.
Miss Lucy sat upon it, and she cut her big fat. Ask me no more questions. I'll tell you no more lies. The boys are in the bathroom pulling down their flies. Are in the meadow. The bees are in the park. Miss Lucy and her boyfriend are kissing in the dark. It's like a movie. A movie's like a show. A show is like a TV set. And that is all I know.
I remember that one. I remember that one. That's the one. That's it. That is the dirty one.
Is it?
Yeah. That's how it's supposed to go.
Oh, they had some other shit. It was, kissing in the D-A-R-K, D-A-R-K, dark, dark, dark.
Dark, dark, dark. Yes, yes, yes. And when you do dark, 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 you have to get your hands together 3 times. I remember that one. I did all of them.
Ask me no more questions, and I'll tell you no more lies. And if you do... I'll take my shoe and beat you black and blue. Woo. Or Miss Susie fell upon it, and after that, she died. Her hair in purple, she dyed her hair in pink. She dyed her hair in lavender. And boy, did it stink, stink, stink.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I think they added that shit.
Look up S-O-S-O-S-O-S. Isaac, come here.
My daddy is a robber, my mommy is a spy, and I'm the little brat that told the FBI. My mom gave me a nickel,
what's the name of that,
dad gave me a dime,
S-O-S?
My sister gave me a boyfriend.
What's the name of it,
though? His name is Frankenstein.
It's called S-O-S-O-S,
he made me
right?
do the dishes, he made me do the floor,
mama,
he made me wash his dirty underwear, so I kicked him over
Mall
London.
Every street. Every night they have a fight, and this what they say all night. Made out of cotton, girls are dandy, made out of candy.
Oh, Lord.
To get more stupider, girls go to Mars. Where they go?
Uh-huh.
She's killing it right now.
Yeah, she's killing it.
And stop. Big fat pop. Ow. All right, go back on the computer. You're done. That's, you're
mm-hmm.
taking over the airwaves. Good night.
Taking over the airwaves.
Unfreeze.
Taking over. Taking over. Recognizing Rella.
But see, that's
yeah.
not how hours go. I don't know that one. That's why I had to slow down because I was about to say.
Yeah, you was about to start saying it. She was like, "Whoa, whoa, mommy, that's not in it." Oh yeah, it is. It just slipped out. My bad.
She be waiting to hear me. No. Mm-mm. And then there was another one. All right, very good. There was one like fathers in jail, raising hell, sisters on the corner yelling booty for sale. Some shit. I can't remember them. Oh, I'm so just, I'm slacking. Woo! I'm slacking.
Excellent!
What the hell is that?
Oh, shit! You talking about excellent blunt? That's what I'm talking about.
Excellent.
Excellent, nigga.
Drugs.
Out of the three pieces of leaf that I had, I only used two instead of three this time. So ain't no extra paper on there, nothing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's go.
So what did boys mm-hmm. play?
Boys, I don't know what the boys said. You know what? I think they played football. And since I wasn't an
you know
active kid,
I like to play.
I know all the girl shit.
I like to play ultimate football. You ever play ultimate football?
Ultimate football? Nah.
Yeah. You don't run with the ball, and you have two set teams, and you have to somehow get the ball to the other end. Without running, you have to like pass the ball to certain people. But if
mm-hmm.
you flag, if they pull the flag off of you, then you can't.
Oh, you mean flag football?
It's not flag football. It's ultimate football.
Oh.
Different.
No, I ain't never played that.
I
jump rope. No homo.
I put
yo,
it.
Jump.
I want to.
Yo, jumble my shit.
I was glad I couldn't get on the what about
you couldn't get on.
No, they wouldn't let me.
What you couldn't get on.
Mm-mm. What about
Chinese football?
Chinese jump rope.
Chinese football.
No, it's called Chinese jump rope.
Nah, I don't know jump.
When you get
Chinese.
Get the rope and you put it, two people stand with it on their leg, and you have to jump. You jump from one side, you jump to the other side, you put one foot in the middle, then the other foot goes in the middle, and then you have to jump up and then step on both of the strings.
See, I don't know about that. That's too much. But
I remember, and the higher it goes, the more difficult it is.
I didn't play games like that, like, you know. That was with people. Like, when it was recess time, I was always that one asshole kid that was looking at that. Everyone else was playing group football and tagging it. And me with my big-ass head, I'm sitting over here looking at this pole that has a bean ball with a string wrapped around it. And I would just hit that around the pole until it wraps the fuck around.
No,
I was one of little-ass stupid kids, man. Yeah, a lot of you not. I wasn't really that open. That's why it's amazing that I'm such an asshole now. I think that's why. Because I was quiet when I was younger.
I was so active when I was younger.
Yeah, like I was a square. So
I was into mad sports. I played soccer. I played lacrosse. I figure skated for like 14 years of my life. I did
mm-hmm.
diving team, swim team, water ballet. I did
water
all.
Ballet. Oh, shit.
I had to synchronize swimming. I did a lot. I did tap. I did ballet. What else did I do?
What about baby butt?
What's that?
Baby butt.
What's that? Ew, what is
that? She said, what's that? You know her BB bit?
No, I hear y'all say it, but I don't know. I don't pay attention. Sounds retarded.
I don't pay attention to y'all. I don't pay attention to y'all. Where?
Baby butt.
Baby butt. Now what we're saying is baby butt.
Why y'all saying that?
Because it gets you happy.
It don't get me happy. I mean, look at y'all and scratch my head like, oh, God. These are the people I'm so smart.
Baby butt.
Baby butt.
This is out. You know that, right? GQ, it's with me and you now.
What happened?
Six is out.
Lace is out.
Yeah, he made my cousin upset.
Oh, yeah, he was tough, right? Yeah, what happened?
She's not fucking with him.
She's upset now?
She's never talking to him again. She said, I do not like him.
Wow.
Because he was closed-minded and ignorant.
Wait, what happened?
Because she's a lesbian, and she was going, telling him, he asked her, and she made a valid point. He kept swearing up and down, oh, I know my kids, and what they're going to do. You don't know what your kids are going to do, and this is the point she was trying to make. Nobody knows. When they go to school, they socialize with other children, and, yeah, you know your kids to an extent. You know what I'm saying? You know the best of them that you can know. But they get exposed to things outside of the home. You know? And that's the point she's trying to make. He turned her mic off. She didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And told her that she didn't know what the fuck she was talking about.
Oh, but what she trying to say that he doesn't know that his daughter could one day become a lesbian?
Right. You don't know. Kids get exposed to things outside of the home.
Well, also, I know a lot of things happen, like, you know, like, if the mother's an asshole and touches her son.
But it's not even about touching. It's not even about touching. It's just overall, kids are smarter than you think, as small as they are. Like, my daughter came to me, like, I think she was, like, 6 or 7. And she says to me, like, they had sent out something for the neighborhood of all the sex offenders in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent it in the mail. So, like, every store had it posted in their window. And we were coming out the store one day, and she was like, oh, yeah, Laura brought that on the school bus and said, these are the people, these are strangers, and they'll take you and make, it's her exact words, they'll take you and make sex with you. So I said, what do you know about sex? She said, Laura said, it's when two people take their clothes off. Huh?
Uh-huh.
It's when two people take their clothes off and rub together. So,
oh,
my was, because, you know, I had to know, like, how much does she really know? Because
mm-hmm.
it's a 6-year-old. Like, we don't talk like that in the house. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know your kid, but it shocked me because that goes to show how much they're really exposed to in school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I told her, like, listen, I said, all right, you're almost right. I said, but you and Laura don't need to be talking about sex, and you let her fucking know right now. Your mother said, bitch, if you keep talking about this shit,
bitch,
friends no more, because you are totally inappropriate. But see, Laura has older sisters. You know what I'm saying? So Laura has sisters that are in high school. So that's why Laura knows about this shit. You know?
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Is, your kids are going to be exposed. Once they start going to school, they're going to be... Her diaper's off. What's wrong with this girl? Is she serious?
She probably like, look, man, ain't nobody come change the doodle. I'm gonna come take it off myself. I'm gonna throw it at somebody
now.
She does
that if her undershirt isn't snapped. Terrible. Can't take this kid, man. Hey, baby butt.
Baby butt.
Why you do that? Why you do that? You have some nerve, baby butt.
Baby bed.
You gonna go night night?
Yeah.
BB bit.
You can't do this, okay? Seriously. This is completely unacceptable.
Completely.
Stop doing that with your finger. Ew.
Wait, how old is her friend?
Who?
Her daughter.
Which one?
The one that told you about sex.
The 9-year-old?
No good.
But that goes to show you, though. They learn in school, you know?
I'm going to talk to the parents. Like, yo, look. I don't need my daughter at 9 years old coming to me talking about sex that she got from your daughter. So you either chin check your daughter or I'm going to chin check her myself.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your options. Mm-hmm. We're gonna leave it like that.
Those are your options.
Those are your options.
I mean, in the world we live in, you kind of want them to be aware to a point. Certain things.
But at 9 years old, though? Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Because. I mean, about sex?
She still doesn't know where babies come from.
Oh.
Yo. Knowing about sex is natural, and that's how they got here. But their place in it, their role in it, is limited until they get old enough to really understand what's going on.
Yeah, like my whole thing is, what I told her was, you know, you don't need to talk about that until you become a grown-up.
Uh-huh.
My answer was grown-ups do that when they love each other and they're married. That was my response. I wasn't going to get into it about parts and where they go and how they get there. I left it very simple. And let her know, you tell Laura, if she's going to talk like that, you can't be bothered with her because your friends aren't supposed to talk like that. So. Because I let ISIS know in a minute. I'll come to school and kill Laura's mother. So,
oh, shit.
If you don't want Laura's mother to die, I advise you to stay the fuck away from her and don't repeat everything she says.
Uh-huh. Word. I'm going to stab her eyelids out.
She told this little boy that shit in kindergarten. My mother will come here and slap you. Principal called my house.
Oh,
what
yeah.
The fuck is that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. We were talking about sex, so I mean.
Yeah, oh, yeah, girl.
Let's go. Get it.
Damn it.
Baby bud.
What is that?
It's a heartbeat.
I'm confused.
Now, look in the mirror. And, say baby butt.
I'm not saying that shit.
I don't know where these niggas got that shit from.
Baby butt.
Tomorrow I'm gonna be an old lady.
What, is your birthday or something?
Yeah, my career's over tomorrow.
How old are you gonna be tomorrow? 25? 26?
27.
Am I getting closer?
27.
27? Oh yeah. Younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you tell by my hairline?
Shut up. Why would you say something like
Who
is that? Where is it? I didn't see it. Well, where is it?
I'm just...
I don't get it.
Look, I said she's got right, and she's got the rules.
I know, but show me it in between. Go to 50%. No.
Oh, 50?
Yeah. Let me do it. Let me do it.
I know how to do it. I know how to do it.
You can't even zip it. Zip. Look, all ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit A.
Okay. Number two, would you please back
look,
me up?
Look, I'm Zippy Longstockings.
Turn that off. OMG.
You must zip it.
Zip it, all right? Zip that OMG shit.
No, me and my daughter shot this dead one.
Yo, I think one of my homeboys might be gay. Just because, you know, he's a grown man. And if I say something like,
wait,
damn dog.
Different picture.
If I say something like, yo, man, it's snowing outside. It might be icy on the ground. Instead of him saying, damn, it's fucked up. He goes, OMG. I'm like, whoa, dog. You real accurate with that OMG, nigga. First of all, you're saying OMG, you pussy.
I'm going to merge with this picture. I'm
OMG. Like, this shit is so crazy. OMG. Dog, man, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm kicking your esophagus.
It's raining outside. Is it raining there?
It's actually raining over here. Damn, I fucked my thumb up, man. I should fuck that cat up for making me fuck my thumb up.
What happened to your thumb?
I'm gonna go slap the cat, and this nigga ducked my slap on some Matrix shit, and I bent my thumb against the wall.
Where do I go?
You gotta wait for that to go away.
Well, when is it gonna go away?
You should throw that cat outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying take a photo of
the face. I have to wait for the cat to show up.
Oh. Use this lens to merge two faces. It shouldn't be doing that this long switch. I don't know why it's doing that. I can fix it.
Woo!
I have to take a picture?
Yeah,
oh, I can do it this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do I press? This right here?
Damn, dog, my thumb is all fucked up. I'm supposed to finger your mom tonight, dog. I mean, I know me for my, I give her the bowling ball grip. Two in the pink, one in the stink. And the one that's in the stink is normally my thumb.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I'm so beautiful.
Now take my photo.
All right, come stand over here.
You got to press six.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, somebody go over there and, somebody go, you know, spank Milky's BB bit.
Do what?
Mm-hmm.
Do what?
I said, someone needs to go over there and spank,
Come this Milky, way. I don't figure
Milky's
it out.
BB bit.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like, you know, your BB butt spanking is overdue.
I don't think
I wouldn't know nothing about that. You know?
Right. And I disagree. Stop.
Okay. How do you feel about that issue, 6-4? Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know what I did, Isis. I don't get it. I can't get to do with this.
Yeah.
You can't ask anything about me, okay, GQ?
Mm. Oh, shit. Okay, come on, Bob.
You don't know shit about me. Thank you.
Okay, my bad. My bad, 6. I can't ask you nothing.
I don't know.
I talked to this girl the other day. And she told me, she said, she was talking to her daughter about something. My daughter said some shit in Spanish. And she's like, how the fuck do you know that? And then she started counting down in Chinese. I'm like, yo.
You need to get the direction on
her. She's a very smart.
This
one she learned it off of Dora.
This one here speaks different languages, too.
Are you serious?
What languages do you speak, Isis? What can you say in Greek? What can you say in Hebrew? That's not Dorgenschnapp is German.
What's that mean? Let me get falafel with cheese.
Oh, it means hello.
Oh, okay.
What's the other one?
Let me get some extra white sauce on my gyro. I know you eat stupid.
You're doing Japanese now.
Wow.
What do you know in Greek?
No, because it's what he said.
Konnichiwa.
Oh, that actually means something. Konnichiwa, bitches.
Spanish. Karimera in Greek.
In the
I know. I remember you told me it. All right. You need to go read the instruction manual.
Wait, let me just try to
because I'm not dealing with that anymore, man. It gave me a headache. Oh, no. I don't even know what that is.
It's a hot shit. If you don't know, now you know. You heard 6-4? You heard 6-4?
Saying that.
You don't want to start saying that.
I don't want to stop saying that. You should stop saying that, right?
What are you talking about?
Oh, boy. Nothing.
You're so fucking zonked out of your mind right now. You're hearing things.
Am I? Okay.
A word? Okay.
So what am I supposed to say? Like, she knows everything, you know?
You said what? Talk into the phone.
I'm talking to GQ, and I said you know everything.
No, I just know a lot.
Okay.
Fucking GQ's chewing in my ear.
My ear.
Do you have a problem with everything?
Huh?
Do you have a problem with everything?
She does.
No,
if I breathe
you. That's in your fucking catalog.
If I breathe too hard, you know, she's
no,
going to tell me.
I was waiting for you to say that, actually.
Good for you. When is this over?